Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a wonderful, terrific, awesome Thursday morning, October 20th, 2016. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Twitter. We are all across the world wide web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and yes, I am. What excited that you guys have tuned in today. Oh my gosh. So if you've been listening, you know we've been talking about this foil doesn't work. Foil, first outside, inside last. It's this concept that society has just adopted that says we have to do all this exterior work for lasting change. Get this makeover, on-site makeover, do this makeover. And not that any of that is bad, but if you're looking for a lasting change in your life, if you're looking to really go after what you want and become the person you were always meant to be, it doesn't start with what's on the outside of you. That's external. That's what's seen, what would work better is if and when we start addressing these internal issues, the stuff that we've buried, the stuff that we don't want to address, the stuff that we're in denial about, even stuff from our childhood, our teen years, our first breakup, our second breakup, some of us a divorce, a separation, the abuse we didn't talk about, the misuse we still don't want to talk about. When we start to pull those root issues up and address them and heal, then you go forward in truth and newness, and nothing is weighing you back, and no one's going to be able to use anything against you because you already put it out on the table in front of the world, first yourself, but in front of the world to see, okay, it is what it is. None of us grew up perfect. I mean, we all can say, oh, this was bad, this was bad, and this, and I'm disadvantaged because of this, I'm disadvantaged because of that, and this didn't go my way, and if I didn't marry that person, we can all say something that's a part of our story, but it's not the whole story. It's not the totality of who we are. So when we say foil doesn't work, it doesn't. It doesn't work for lasting change. It doesn't work if you want to live an authentic life. It doesn't work if you want to walk in your gifts and purpose and be purposeful in this gift called life. It just doesn't. So we've established that. You guys have been tuning in. You see the pattern that we're doing on that. This week, on Tuesday, we started talking about dreams. Because when you have been given a dream and you're the one entrusted to bring that dream to pass, to take it from your imagination to a reality state, it's very dangerous. What? It is. It's very dangerous because there's all sorts of people who did not follow their dreams, pursue their dreams, attempt to make their dreams manifest, that have all sorts of stuff to get into your head so you can end up just as bitter as they are. And trust, they are bitter. They are. They may hide it. They may be resentful. It may come out as frustration. It may come out a whole bunch of different ways. But at the end of the day, if they're bitter and they're feeding into you, what are you getting from that? Some bitter water, and it does not help you grow. It's not for your good. It's not for the good of your dream. And so as you dream, and you dream big dreams, you dream colorful dreams, and they're elaborate, and you can see yourself in it, and it's like it's so good you can almost taste it. As you dream those dreams, it's dangerous because now you are now the warrior who has to fight through all that other stuff to bring that dream to fruition. And, yeah, there's stuff. There's procrastination. There's hesitation. There's doubt. There's fear. There's jealousy, there's envy, there's strife, there are issues, there's financial responsibilities, there's life responsibilities, and all of these things are coming up against you, and sometimes they all come at one time, and you want to break down under the weight of that, not realizing that it's just shaping you. It really is, because if you're the dream holder, and that dream is dear to you, and it's not what Great Aunt Sue wanted you to be, and it's not what Billy Bob said you couldn't be, and it's not what your third grade teacher cussed you out and said it would never happen. It's not that. It's the thing that you've been carrying for the longest time. And every time you get a glimpse of it, it still makes you smile. Every time you get just a hint of it, or better yet, when you see someone else doing it, and they're not doing it quite right, and you get upset at them, but you're not doing it at all, so you really can't say, oh. Like, there are certain things I really like to do, and there are certain things that if I see someone else doing it, and they aren't on point, I have it's inside of me, like, it's a conviction where I have to say something about, like, oh, that's not, if you, like, why didn't you prepare? Like, I really just want to be, why didn't you prepare? Why didn't you study before you opened your mouth? Why are you doing this? Why are you giving them this watered-down version of the truth? Why aren't you standing in authority and saying what needs to be said? And I can get so condemning. But before I can condemn the next person, yeah, I might have to pull out that mirror and that piece of glass with some shininess behind it and say, whoa, are you on track? And it doesn't mean I still can't hold my brother or sister responsible, but the passion that I have to convict them for their situation, I probably have to take that down 2, 3, 4, 7 notches so that they can receive it in the love that I'm giving it. Because if you're giving someone something and you're not giving 110% and it's not the best of the best, and I know that you can do better, part of my responsibility to say, hey, how are you? You okay? Let me check in with you, because there could be something personal going on with you, and 9 times out of 10, that's what's up. We've allowed personal issues to come in, and then it's time for us to do what we've been called to do. It's not 110%. We might get 60, 70 on a good day and, like, tell them the world, just be happy with that. But if you've been given that gift and you're the dreamer who's supposed to bring it and manifest it, guess what happens? Sometimes we choke. And we can't get mad at those who want to hold us accountable, who want to put our foot to the fire, if we know it's true. Sometimes I used to, even now, sometimes that truth sword, that cuts. It doesn't even make it like a little neat paper cut that'll heal in a day. It's that deep cut, and it's twisted, and, like, I know I should have corrected that. How did you notice that that one incident needed additional attention? I'm bleeding. I'm hurting. This is painful, and now I have to address this on top of everything else, but it's for our good, because people who hold us accountable only make us better. And so if you're the dream keeper and you have someone in your corner who's willing to hold you to the truth and hold you to what they know you're capable of and knows that you're just giving out fluff, be thankful for that. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it sucks. Yes, you put a little feelings on the floor for a moment. Pick your feelings up. Put it in your wound and keep it moving. And do better the next time. Because if we don't have people who hold us accountable, we just go around giving everybody fluff. And fluff, there's enough of that out there. I don't know what you want to call it, but today we're going to call it fluff, and you know what we're talking about. Okay? So again, as the dream keeper, the obstacles that you face are going to be great, and that's why it's dangerous. So you have got to be guarded up against such things. Like, emotionally, you have to be guarded up against such things and recognize things for what they are. So someone blew up at you, and they came at you the wrong way. Now you're in your feelings and da-da-da. But is that really what the person did? Are they acting out of fear and frustration about something else? Do they use you as the projector? Like, they're projecting other emotions onto you? Sometimes we just have to take stuff with a grain of salt. Like, oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Good day, and keep it moving. We can't sit there and dwell on the fact that the negativity came or the opposition came, because I'm telling you, it's going to come. You're an adult. It's coming. Face it. Suck it up on that aspect. It's coming. Now, how are you going to prepare for what's coming? Okay, are you going to allow it to get to you and take you off track for another 5 or 10 years? Is that what you're going to do? Because if that's what you're going to do, are you even worthy of the dream that you have? Are you even worthy to carry it out? The reality is you are, so you just don't have to endure certain things. And in enduring and carrying certain things, you're like, maybe I should let this go. Maybe I should let that bitterness go. Maybe I should let that little hurt child go. Maybe I should just go ahead and let go of my anger and animosity for someone else in the career field, or the person who got the promotion and I didn't, the person who got the degree and I haven't. You know, let that go. Because it's not fuel for you. It's only weight holding you back from your full potential. Have you guys seen the people who do that wonderful training with the big, big tires? And they're flipping the tire over and flipping the tire over, which requires a whole lot of muscle endurance. Flipping over, flipping over. Well, sometimes when they do those exercises, those extreme exercises to build, to find those muscles that they have, sometimes they'll have this weight attached to their waistline, and it's for their endurance. It makes them strong because you're carrying more than what you have. I get that. But in life, when you keep carrying more than what you need to, it slows you down. It eats away at you. So if you're the dream holder, you have to find your lane, your exercise, your routine that works for you, and then you have to keep doing it over and over and over and over again. They say it takes 21 days to create a habit, 21 days to change a behavior. Isn't your dream worth 21 days? That's not even a full month. That's 3 weeks. Can you commit to yourself, to yourself, not to the gym, not to your friends, but for 21 days, can you commit to yourself and to your dream? The answer is yes. Yes, you can. So let's do it. Let's not end this year. Let this year go by without you giving 3 straight weeks of pressed-in, dedicated work where you're not carrying everyone else's responsibilities, you're not carrying everyone else's problems, you're not carrying everyone else's issues, you've locked the other voices out of your head, but you are really going in and you're going deep, and you dig way down, and you're pushing over the big tire of procrastination, and you're pushing over the big tire of self-doubt, and you're pushing over the big tire of self-sabotage, and you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and turning the tire over and flipping it over and over again so you get to the other side, and you do this consistently for 21 days. I'm going to turn off my cell phone between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. I don't need any distractions. Right now, I got to be about my business. I've got to get this dream to the next level. I've got to get my goals in a clearer sight. This season coming up, I know a lot of people will be preparing for hunting season. And there are hunters who do it for sport. And there are hunters who are so serious about this. They've got the deer stand already set up. That's the stand that goes inside the tree on a higher level so they can scope out they have an aerial view. There are hunters who get the pellets and stuff so you can smell. So when a deer comes by, it smells like other deers have been there, so it brings more deers to their area. Some of them have regular guns. Some of them have scopes. They have binoculars. Also, they get a clearer view and the advantage point over the deer. There are other people with dreams. And when you position yourself properly, you now have an advantage point that the other people do not have. So when you are going forward towards your goal, you see the bigger picture, and you don't worry about the rustling of the leaves because, you know, that's just a rabbit or, you know, that's just a squirrel. And you wait for the very thing that you're trying to attract to you, the success, the goal, the graduation. And then you go after what's hindering you from getting there, like the deer hunters do. You aim up, you focus in, you relax your breathing, and you do what needs to be done. For them, it's pull the trigger. For you, it may be study harder. It may be meditation. It may be start to make the connections with the people you need to connect with. It may be just tuning the world out and just getting back to what's basic. It may not be all this extra stuff that a lot of people say you need. It may be for you calming it down, doing 21 days of wellness, a 21-day flush out, a detox, because your body has slowed down. There's stuff inside of you that's not allowing you to be all that you can be in this moment. So whatever it is, that's what this weekend is for. Our assignment for this weekend is to look at what we need to do for 21 days so we can maximize that and get the maximum results out of it. Whatever it is, if it's a mental detox, physical detox, spiritual detox, whatever it is for 21 days that we are willing to invest in ourselves, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever it is, think about that this weekend. What can I really do for 21 days? What am I willing to do that I haven't done in a long time, but I know it works? What am I willing to try that I've never tried before? Huh. I'm worth it. You're right. For 21 days, you are so worth it. Because if those 21 days will catapult you faster towards your goal, then let's do it. Let's jump on board. Take the 21-day challenge. It's a, whatever it may be for you, that requires you to do some mirror work this weekend and come back on Tuesday and let us know on social media what you're willing to do for 21 consecutive days so that you can be catapulted closer to your end goal. Let's think about it. You're the dream keeper. It's up to you to pull out your inner warrior and fight for what's rightfully yours. You guys have a great weekend, 21-day challenge. I will talk to you on Tuesday. As always, walk in peace. Thank you.